Myself and Emerson will talk for a minute or two, and it looks like we're going to get Cam Fowler on his special night. So that's not 100%, but a couple of minutes. So we're going to keep it here because we can talk in our segment, include the interview and then break, and then Alexis takes over with Emerson before we go to Philadelphia. I'm telling you, I have this feeling right now that these two wins on the road are just what the Ducks needed. To me, the big words, confidence, exposure, that, hey, this is a pretty good hockey club. No one's going to take us for granted. And I think some good things, Emerson, will come from these last two games we've seen.
Well, everything's coming to fruition. There's some close games. You're up against Dallas. You have a lights-out first period, one of the best periods, almost matching that Carolina first period there in that game. So it's been consistent play. It's been really good play. But not only from the Ducks fans, management, the expectations from Greg Cronin and his staff down to the players is, how are we going to find ways to come out with the wins? And I got to tell you, some of the playmaking of the Ducks' bright young stars, from Leo Carlson to Trevor Zegras, I thought Trevor Zegras really turned it on. And you know what? I caught Greg Cronin really putting all the trust into Trevor Zegras, continuously putting him out there in some of those big late moments. So, I mean, you're looking for players on this Ducks roster to step up. There's a ton of players there on that last final stretch stepping up and eventually taking this one home.
Wow, we're going to keep it here until we're supposed to be joined by Cam Fowler, might be someone else, and then myself and Emerson talk, and then we'll take a commercial break back home, and then Alexis will join Emerson because when we're on our way to Philadelphia, they're a little concerned. They got a hot Anaheim Duck team coming into Philly.
Yeah, they really do. And a couple key matchups from games to come here to finish out this road trip for the Anaheim Ducks. God, you had a Pittsburgh team win 4-0 against a really good Colorado Avalanche team. The Ducks will face them at the last game. And then coming up here is the Philadelphia Flyers, who look all but certain to come out the win against the Minnesota Wild. 7:22 remaining in that game. So a couple key contests coming up here to finish off the road trip. We look forward to hearing from Cam Fowler, getting some insight on what is it going to take to take down a couple of those big teams here.
I think this is a bigger come-from-behind effort than a lot that I've called in the past. You can't remember all of them, but I think just the fact you're playing the Boston Bruins, one of the best teams in the NHL, and to get the job done down by 2 goals, it's just amazing, and I got to believe this is probably the best thing that could happen to the Anaheim Ducks after up-and-down start, and I just think you learned from this, too, and I can't wait for the game in Philadelphia Saturday afternoon, to be honest with you.
Well, it looked all but certain that this Ducks team was going to go down 2-5,
yep.
Which would equal the start that not everyone would hope for. They're back at it. Now it's 3-4. Really turns the perspective around quite a bit here going into these two key battles here in the last leg to finish off the road trip. So they just got to play the same way. They got to play not only from a penalty kill standpoint, sound, getting the clears, playing the game of inches 5-on-5, and last but not least, players like they did there in the last stretch of the game come up big. They're going to need that early on here for these next two games.
I'm guessing that little conversation Greg Cronin had with his team after the first period might have been an important element here. He's kind of straightening out some things that he didn't like. And, boy, the team responded with this. I'll be honest with you. I'm not surprised, but I'm just like in total shock against this team, what we're able to do. And this is one of my memories that I'll have for a long, long time, is these kind of games don't happen too often against a really good hockey club like the Boston Bruins in their home building.
Yeah, they really don't, and you could feel the energy. You know, there's still Boston Bruins fans sitting in their seat with their jaws to the concrete. They are shocked in disbelief here at TD Garden. They were looking to go to the local Irish pub and enjoy a couple cold ones. Maybe they just head home and just kind of ponder what has transpired here in TD Garden.
Well, Did you see that celebration on the bench, too? Some high fives for the head coach, Greg Cronin. He's excited. He's happy. So are we. It's a 4-3 final. Ducks win in the overtime session. They outshoot the Boston Bruins Hockey Club 32-30. And, again, we're just awaiting word. We're supposed to be able to chat with Cam Fowler for a little bit here. And, boy, this has been a fun night, huh?
It really has. And who knows what's going on? It's your 900th game. I don't know if the boys showered him with some BioSteel over the shoulder. You have no clue what could possibly be going on in that dressing room. I mean, what a comeback. Down 3-1 with minutes to go. High risk, high reward. Greg Cronin pulling John Gibson. And speaking of John Gibson, I mean, you know, for him to come out with the win, only three goals against, kept this goal. That's that magic number. You creep up into the 4-5 range against a good team. Well, it's odds are you not being able to score enough goals in order to combat that. But you keep it at two, you keep it at three, as the case was here tonight. I mean, you think of that. You go back to that power play, Steve. A couple big-time breaks, couple misses, far side, wide. One hit the post. There was a couple huge net front scrambles going back each and every way. Ducks finished on their opportunities in the blue paint, end up chipping away, coming back down from two goals there late. What a feeling.
Oh, it's been great. I'm actually looking at a live camera shot down by our locker room. Mason McTavish being interviewed by Brian Hayward, John Allers, and I see Steve Brown down there. Have a waiting list here, I'm sure, to get to some of the players after this exciting win. And we'll keep it here for a couple of minutes and devote this particular segment of the post game to one of the Anaheim Ducks talking with us after this game. Because I'm at a loss for words. I'll be real honest with you. This was as good a night as we've had in a while. And, again, you keep building on this type of game. And we'll see if they can do it in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. Certainly no easy games for the Anaheim Ducks. And, boy, oh, boy, I'm telling you, this was exciting. We're going to go downstairs. And evidently we have Cam Fowler down there. Go ahead, Emerson.
Hey, Cam. First off, Emerson Edom and Steve Carroll up in the booth. I would like to congratulate you on 900 games. We got drafted together back at Staples in 2010. What a ride it's been for you. And I've got the fortunate opportunity to call this game and watch some great things you're doing out there. So continue doing great things both on and off the ice. I just got to say, what was talked about in that dressing room being down 3-1 heading into the second period? Third period,
yeah. Well, first of all, thank you. I appreciate that, those kind words. Honestly, we felt like we were right in it. Playing against a good team, obviously undefeated. And they got a little momentum there in the second period, but we felt like we were creating some chances. So it's about sticking to the things that make us successful. And, you know, props to our guys. They kept fighting and battling. And Gibby made some huge saves in the third that kept us in it. And our guys did a great job to tie it up and then get the win in overtime.
If you were to take one thing from this big win here tonight and take it in to the next two games, one against Philly, one against Pittsburgh, what would that one key thing be?
Well, honestly, I just think that when we play the game that we're capable of, we feel like we can compete with anybody in this league. And I know there's some young players on our squad, but I feel like every game is a learning point for our team. We always study the film and look at the things that we can correct, but honestly, we felt like we played some good hockey through six games here, and we were just hoping the results would start to turn in our favor. And we just have to keep playing consistent hockey. That's the way that we're going to have success, and it's a big win that we can build off of and hopefully carry that momentum for the rest of the trip.
Yeah, you certainly have been playing great hockey. Once again, congratulations on 900 games, and good luck to finish off this road trip.
All right, thanks, boys.
All right, thank you. That's Cam Fowler. We're going to take a quick timeout. Emerson will visit for just a couple of minutes with Alexis Downey because of all this excitement getting Cam, which we're proud to have on our post-game show after that performance by the team. Then we'll wrap things up as we're about to head to Philadelphia and maybe more of these theatrics and some of the great things upcoming. Quick timeout. It's Emerson with Alexis for a couple of minutes, and then we'll be heading to Philly. All on Duckstream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
They say the game starts when the puck is dropped, right? Wrong. NHL Preplay presented by GEICO is the game before the game. It's the free-to-play daily NHL Pick'em game. So how's it work? Every game day before the puck is dropped, answer up to 10 questions and earn points for a chance to win $50,000. It's that easy. Score big with the game before the game. Play today on the NHL app or at nhl.com/preplay.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Nitro Circus is ready to raise the roof for its epic 20th anniversary tour. The most explosive live show on the planet is coming to Anaheim on October 28th at the Honda Center. This controlled chaos, including action sports icons, will blow your mind. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Make your next Ducks game unforgettable. Select 30th anniversary season party suites are still available. Bring up to 40 friends and enjoy all-inclusive food and beverages, access to club-level amenities, and more in a private suite. Inquire today at HondaCenter.com/unforgettable.
Anaheim Ducks hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
A 4-3 overtime win for the Anaheim Ducks tonight in Boston against the Bruins. I am still buzzing after that win, and I know Emerson Edom is buzzing after that win, too. Thank you for joining us on our post-game show, Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom, with you just for a little bit because I know he's got to get going. But, Emerson, let's just jump into the game in that first period in particular where the Ducks did have a good first period, and Radko Gudas getting the goal at the 15-minute mark from a shot up top, and he only had 2 goals last season and already getting his first of the year this year.
Bakkanainen, after the Ducks win the faceoff to the right of their goaltender, Allmark, fire the puck wide. Bakkanainen gets it again over in the right point. Gudas sends it in front. They score! And I think that deflected off one of the Bruins' players' skate. It might have been Hampus Lindholm, but the Ducks have taken a 1-0 lead. 15 minutes into the first period, Gudas will get credit for the goal.
And Boston did try to challenge that one for goalie interference, but it was a good goal, as Radko Gudas might know as well. Emerson, what was your thoughts in seeing that play?
Woo! I gotta tell you, I am buzzing right now. Radko Gudas, speaking of, I you can't be more happy for him. I mean, what a guy. He brings it each and every night. He plays that hard-nosed physical game each and every shift, and it's the reason why we brought him over there from Florida, and it's just, he brought it tonight. He got the first one. Good feeling for him, and he played a full 60-plus minutes game. He gave that energy that this Ducks team needed. When you're down a couple goals, not only is he going to be that voice in the locker room, lifting the young guys up, lifting the veterans up, but he's also going to bring it on the ice. And I can assure you, he was on the bench holding these guys in it in order to get this 2 points here tonight.
Getting a point for Radko Gudas and some block shots as well. He was phenomenal tonight. And then also in knowing that the Ducks were very disciplined in that first period. But moving into the second period, things shifted a little bit. Couple goals scored early. Charlie Coyle, one of them on the power play. Matt Greslake also getting one. One-timer that squeaked right past John Gibson. He had some big saves, though, in that period as well, especially one on David Pastrnak. But David Pastrnak would go on to get one in that period, making it a 3-1 lead for Boston by the end of it.
And the puck is cleared in. And wide of the net, a shot, they score! Pastrnak.
And David Pastrnak just following up his attempt. At the net, he gets the initial shot, follows it up on the rebound. Patience in around the blue paint and puts it home.
Pastrnak is a goal scorer, and that is exactly what he was trying to do tonight and did achieve tonight. But in seeing that play, and by the end of the second period when the Bruins were up 3-1, Emerson, what was your thought?
Yeah, and he could really do it all. You don't finish with the point totals that he continually finishes it year in and year out. And he was no different tonight. All over the ice, being a difference maker, he was a key piece why the Boston Bruins got ahead 3-1. Luckily, it didn't sustain offensively for him late. It was all Ducks there to finish the game. All Ducks in overtime. I mean, the amount of puck possession time they had, that puck in OT, not in the hands of David Pastrnak, is what you want to do. That's what the Ducks did, and that's how they came out with that OT winner.
Well, Emerson, I'm going to get to that third period and overtime as well, but I know you got to get going, catch the plane to Philadelphia, so we will hear from you once the team is in Philly. Thank you for being with us on the post-game show, and I'll let you get going.
I'll see you next time. Thanks, Alexis.
All right, so looking at that third period of play, honestly, Boston seemed to control a lot of it. John Gibson coming up with some more big plays, but it was a late push by the Ducks, and Leo Carlson getting a goal on his really their third attempt at the net, making it a 3-2 game.
6 seconds left on the power play. Behind the net, Ducks pursue it. McAvoy turned it over. Bruins will try and get it. In front of Terry missed, but they score! Leo Carlson on a rebound into the empty side. And that move, lifting Gibson, pays off. Carlson scores, and the Ducks are back in it, trailing 3-2.
So like I said, a late push from the Ducks, and it wasn't long after John Gibson not on the ice. The Ducks have an extra man, and Troy Terry, with 14 seconds left, forces the overtime and gets that goal.
Zegras throws the puck behind the net. The Bruins try and clear it, held in by Ryan Strome. Off to Mintikoff, side of the net. Troy Terry shoots, scores! The shot by Terry went into the net. I don't know if it was directed by somebody else, maybe Sam Carrick, but the Ducks have tied it up in a marvelous and pretty entertaining come-from-behind effort, scoring two goals in the last couple of minutes to tie this thing up.
Two goals with 1:55 on the clock. Just under 2 minutes left in the game. The Ducks tying it up, forcing overtime. But before we got to overtime, John Gibson had to come up late with another big save.
Yeah, Carrick's going to get that goal. Look at the replay there, Emerson. Let's see what happens here. Final second. A shot. Gibson stops it with a chest save. But how about this Anaheim Duck team in the closing couple of minutes? Fight back to tie at 3-3. And guess what? We have 3-on-3 overtime for you from the East Coast.
And just like Tuesday night, the Ducks went to overtime, and it was Mason McTavish this time who was the overtime hero, a 4-3 win for the Ducks. Let's hear his call.
He has the puck. McTavish takes it away with some help from the teammates. Leo Carlson moving in. McTavish shoots, scores! How about this? Mason. Down 3-1, and they win the game 4-3 in OT.
Chills. That's all I have to say from Steve Carroll's call of McTavish's goal to win it in Boston. The Anaheim Ducks 2 in a row now on this East Coast trip. We have a lot to get to in this post-game show. Join us after the break.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Real country music. Yeah, you gotta Cody Johnson, live. Saturday, January 20th, in concert at Honda Center. Country's best, Cody Johnson, in the Leather Tour, with special guest Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael, on stage at Honda Center, Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP and reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest Justin Moore.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Nitro Circus is ready to raise the roof for its epic 20th anniversary tour. The most explosive live show on the planet is coming to Anaheim on October 28th at the Honda Center. This controlled chaos, including action sports icons, will blow your mind. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Make your next Ducks game unforgettable. Select 30th anniversary season party suites are still available. Bring up to 40 friends and enjoy all-inclusive food and beverages, access to club-level amenities, and more in a private suite. Inquire today at HondaCenter.com/unforgettable.
Welcome back to the Anaheim Ducks post game show. Alexis Downey with you. The Anaheim Ducks just really shocking us a little bit all tonight. A 4-3 win in Boston. I'm so excited from this win. Wow, what a game and what a turn of events, honestly, it was, especially in that third period. Like I said, a lot to get to in this post game show, but I'm going to start as we received a message in the third period of this game. a text that said, do the Ducks need to play better offense than defense? And, you know, at the time in the game, that was the case. They were not putting pucks on the net, especially after that second period, just only having 8 shots on goal. But by the end of that third period, things just really seemed to turn around in the Ducks' favor. And they got things going. They got to the net. They got opportunities. And they finished. That's been something that they haven't necessarily been able to do. If you go back to that last meeting with the Bruins, they had trouble finishing. And they had the opportunities, but they just couldn't quite get there. And tonight, they buried those chances. So at the time, yes, better offense than defense, but hey, it all worked out in the end. Remember, you can text us at any point during this post-game show at 714-940-2950. So a couple things to get to start. I know that in the beginning of the broadcast, Emerson goes through some of his keys to the game, so I like to kind of go around and see how the Ducks did on that end as well, even though Emerson is not here with me. One of his keys was playing a full 60 minutes, and that's what the Ducks did tonight. That's what they did on Tuesday in Columbus as well. They did not let up, even though they did take their foot off the gas a little bit in that second period. They turned things around, and they got head coach Greg Cronin this win because, hey, he was back in his hometown, and so was Frank Vetrano, essentially, as a Massachusetts native. So great for those guys, obviously, to get this win as well, and for Cam Fowler, who was playing in his 900th game as an Anaheim Duck. Another thing that Emerson spoke about before the game, the power play needing to step up. Well, the power play was not quite there tonight. They were 0-for-5, only had 5 shots on goal in that end. So definitely still an area that the team, I feel like, is working on with that chemistry and whatnot. Leo Carlson being back on that first unit today. So he was definitely a bright spot in this game overall as well, though. And one other thing, speaking of Carlson, just what a game he had. His first multi-point game in the NHL. He was all over the ice. There is a reason he is going to be a star in this league. And tonight, you saw that. He had so many quality chances. And, I mean, he ended up getting rewarded. He had that goal late in the third period that helped the Ducks in their comeback. And it was just really exciting to see, especially knowing that he didn't play in the last two games because of the developmental plan that he's been on. But we're going to stick with that line, too, and talk about another guy that had a great game. Definitely a bounce-back game for him after he didn't play in the third period, didn't play in overtime last game. Yeah, I'm talking about Trevor Zegras. He had 6 shots on net tonight. He was creating plays. He was working well, especially on that line with Terry and Carlson. And honestly, I mean, just moving his feet, like I said, creating chances. And I think mentally, this game was such a motivating factor for Zegras after not playing in the end of the Tuesday game in Columbus. He took that personally, and he came out and he had a great game tonight, just like we saw him against the Bruins on Sunday. So very good play from that top line, especially also going back to that first period too. I mean, Zegras was leading the team in time on ice. He had 3 shots on goal alone in that first period, so 3 more to add to his total as well. And then we got to talk about Troy Terry as he got the goal that tied things up and sent the game to overtime. Pavel Minchikov, a part of that as well, getting the assist on that one. He's been someone who has been a standout player through these first 7 games of the season, and really a pleasant surprise as well. I've harped on him a lot, but he is someone that I'm really excited to see as he gains even more confidence in his game at just 19 years old. And then as we look ahead to some of the other parts of this game as well, John Gibson being one of those parts in the net, making 27 saves on 30 shots against the Bruins. There were some big saves in there too. I mean, we played one just in the segment ago when he had that big late save. He had another one going back to the second period on David Pastrnak, not long after the Bruins were able to get on the board when it was a 4-on-4 on the ice. And I think that this win is certainly going to help John Gibson a little bit in his confidence as well, because he hadn't gotten a win yet this season. And knowing that he was able to get this one tonight with the rest of the team, certainly, I'm sure, is a confidence booster as well. But we have a lot more to get to on this Anaheim Ducks post-game show. This exciting win on the road against the Boston Bruins. Keep it here and join us after the break.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
So you keep saying you got something.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. This guitar about as hard as a pain. The top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. Thank God. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues for
music.
Casey.
I can buy myself flowers. Even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
This is Mason McTavish, and you're listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn and presented by Ghetto.
Back here with your Anaheim Ducks post-game show, and an exciting one. It was a 4-3 win over the Boston Bruins on the road tonight. Now two wins in a row on this four-game road trip. The Ducks' record coming to 3-4 so far on the season through their seven games. And now, of course, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but Cam Fowler appearing in his 900th career game as a Duck and career game in general in the NHL. So hats off to Cam Fowler for getting this win tonight with his team. I want to take a look, though, at some of our Twitter polls on our Duck Stream Twitter and give you some results from today. The first Twitter poll that went out was, which player are you going to watch tonight? And hey, you guys are right. Leo Carlson won this one at 68%, and he definitely was someone to watch tonight entirely with that top line between him, Zegras, and Terry. I talked about it a little bit in the last segment, but man, did they have a good game. Good bounce back from Zegras, just seeing him make plays and just be all over the ice doing all the good things that he needs to be doing. Carlson just showing out when he can, coming up big in moments. And then, of course, Terry coming up big as well, too. And looking also at the last Twitter poll that we put out, who has been the Ducks' best line tonight. They also won that one at 71.6%. But there is still an hour left if you want to go and vote on that one if you had a different opinion too. And hey, we got one more text message I want to get to. Ducks roared back for the win. That's back-to-back roaring wins. What a game. Let's go, Ducks. Yes, it was quite the game. I'm so excited too, still, honestly. I can't believe it. The Ducks down 3-1 after two periods of play and just finding a way to finish, play that full 60 and play in that overtime. Mason McTavish closing it out for the Ducks tonight. And just got to give the team some confidence going into what is going to be probably a tough game in Philly on Saturday that I'll get to in just a little bit. But I know one thing that we had talked about was the penalty kill and how that was a big factor in Tuesday's game in Columbus. Now, tonight they did give up a power play goal, that coming in the second period. And it was on a penalty by Jackson Lacombe. It was a cross check on Poitra, who has been really a young budding star for the Boston Bruins so far in this season. But I was watching that play, and the two of them were going at it a little bit, just some pushing and shoving before Lacombe eventually did cross check him. And it was tough because the Bruins did go on to score on that power play, Charlie Coyle getting the goal and tying the game up. So you have to think there was a little bit of a momentum shift there. And then if you look at the rest of the play in the second period by the Ducks, just not spending enough time in the O zone. They were chasing Boston around. And like I said, just kind of letting their foot off the gas. They needed to win more puck battles and keep up that intensity. And I think that might have been the message from Greg Cronin after the second period. Hey, guys, we need to get back to where we were in the first period. We need to move that intensity up again and start to compete. And it took a little bit of time. It didn't start off like that in the third period. Boston was definitely getting pucks to the net, as they're really good at. They love getting traffic in front of the net and getting to the net. That's how they score a lot of their goals. But the Ducks were able to find a way, and they did it, and they won. What a boost it was for this team tonight. And like I said, going into a game on Saturday in Philadelphia against what is kind of a surprising Philadelphia Flyers team so far. They haven't lost a game at home in their season yet. They won tonight at home against the Minnesota Wild 6-2. So knowing that Saturday is another home game for the Flyers, they have that good energy there. It's going to be another test for the Ducks. But in looking at what we've seen in the last two games and the way the team has been able to rally and continue their compete and create offense, but also play some strong defense, I think that the Ducks are going to be pretty good to go in an afternoon game in Philadelphia on Saturday. So another thing, of course, I want to mention is that Greg Cronin behind the bench in his hometown getting a win. You got to feel good if you're head coach Greg Cronin. I know he's not someone that likes to rely on emotions or things like that, but I think in the back of his head, he's thinking, hey, this one felt pretty good tonight. And also, it probably felt pretty good, like I said, for Frank Vatrana, who had, I heard, 50 people in attendance for this game. So big, big Vatrana family in attendance for this game. But like I said, moving ahead as the team gets going for that game on Saturday against Philly. It's a 10 a.m. Pacific time puck drop. So get your coffee, get your breakfast. You're going to be doing that as you're watching the Ducks on Saturday. I'm going to have my coffee. I'm going to be ready to go for this pregame. Probably still buzzing after tonight's comeback win against a team that was undefeated. The Bruins were undefeated until the Anaheim Ducks beat them tonight. That in itself, just think about that, guys. When you're watching this team and you have those moments where you're like, oh, I don't know. The Ducks have it in them. They know what to do. They know that intensity that they can bring. The chemistry is just continuing to build. And that top line, man, that line is special. So, like I said, a overtime win in Boston tonight, 4-3. Exciting win for the Ducks, and can't wait to keep going on this road trip. Philadelphia and then Pittsburgh to finish it off. This has been so much fun, and I hope that we can do this again on Saturday. I'm Alexis Downey. Don't go anywhere. We'll have your Ducks and Bruins replay coming up after the break. You are listening to Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
TuneIn's Coffee House station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffee House station. Just search Coffee House on TuneIn to listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Anaheim Ducks flex plans can be crafted around even the busiest fans' schedules. Does your perfect plan include weekend games only? Do you see the Ducks take on all original six teams every year? Maybe you want to party like it's 1993 and attend all 30th anniversary jersey games. Whatever the case, opt for a fully customizable flex plan of seven or more games and get rewarded with exclusive benefits, better seats, flexible payment options, and more. You'll save at least 15% off box office pricing. Learn more at anaheimducks.com/flexplans.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.